picked this gay song?
Thin Lizzy? Mulatto.
Thin Lizzy. It's not Dan. Tin.
No, it's Thin Lizzy.
Oh, it's Tin.
No, it's Thin Lizzy. It's not Tin Lizzy.
Yeah, what is it, Garrett?
It's Thin.
It's Thin.
Thin Lizzy.
You owe me $1,000.
You're fat shaming. It's Thick Lizzy.
Right, exactly. It's As I'm Born Lizzy. As God Made Me Lizzy. What was his name? Timothy Snynot, right? The lead singer?
I want to start a cover band, Thick Lizzy. I like
Lizzy.
A bunch of fat girls, or as I call my ex-wives.
Yeah. I just love that you're weeping right now, and you have eyes, and your eyes are not weeping. Like
goddamn weather.
Crying a little bit, yeah.
Oh, right. I have an 80-inch TV, and I started watching A Star Is Born last night.
80-inch?
Nice.
80-inch.
Nice.
Hey, I put it in my fucking pants, like my cock, and I can watch it if I get really close. Go ahead.
Fix it, Garrett.
You guys, we got a full house. You guys did a Bill show today?
Yeah.
If you call the show, yes.
This is Keanu. That's what we never met, right? You're Chris?
Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Right.
Chris.
You know, you're not related to Jared.
He is F-R-E-I-D. I am F-R-I-E-D, like fried, but it's freed.
Is there an umlaut involved?
Dope, dude.
There is not, but it is German, I've heard. I don't know.
Are you Jewish?
I'm not. I'm apparently German, which is kind of anti-Jewish, but whatever.
Yeah, he's got a little area.
Yeah.
Because Jared Fried is Jewish.
Is
just one letter will make you a Jew?
Yeah, I guess so.
One flip of a letter will...
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know how
he gets into better schools, and you're hanging around Bill Schultz.
I'm so sorry. I am so sorry.
Well, how are you doing?
Not good. Not good.
Well, I gotta
get. I'm not living my best life right now.
What's going on? Because whenever I say you're on a Greyhound bus to Florida, like a bus to Florida, Dustin Hoffman. I told you about that.
Oh, God. I mean, like I didn't. You
By
know,
the way, Brian, this is pathetic. Like Kevin gave me $20 yesterday, and he's like, "Oh, come on!" And I was like, "Oh, I thought that was a joke." And then finally, Kevin left. I was like, "Well, take the $20."
Yeah. No, I give people money. Yeah. I give people money, but why?
Appreciate it.
So what happened with your roommate? And Keanu's here, of course. Beautiful Keanu.
Thanks. She's the host of Talking About Your Podcast.
Yeah,
it's a great podcast.
Thanks. People like it. Yeah.
Well, so but you broke your hand. You have roommate problems. You took a bus to Florida. What was the bus to Florida for?
I wanted the bus to just hit me, and then my problems would be over. But unfortunately, I was in the bus. Yeah.
Does your dealer take 20s?
Yeah, roommates.
I do have a roommate.
I don't have a roommate.
Wait, you had... Well,
you're living a better life.
You had a roommate and he went weird on you?
Yeah.
What happened to him?
He was a black dude?
Well, I don't see color.
I do.
Racist.
Me neither.
Are you assuming or did you know that?
No, I looked it up.
Oh, yeah, no, it's... It's still a fucking thing.
He was trying to get him fired, so then
I'm still trying to get him fired. He works at Equinox on 53rd and Lex.
Okay.
Oh, I am absolutely trying to get him
fired. Give me one more rep.
What did he do to you? Did he do...
He just lived in my place for way too long without paying rent. And
where'd you find him?
In the steam room?
Craigslist.
Oh, buddy.
I found a good roommate on Craigslist.
Can we be honest and say Grindr? Can we just...
Yeah, just
Grindr.
Can we just throw that out there?
I'll be honest.
He did reps on me.
Yeah. I checked bareback.
The way you met.
How did y'all meet?
I checked bareback, and there he was.
Yeah. Well, you met through
not Grindr.
Craigslist.
Yeah.
And he's gayer than Grindr.
You didn't know anything about him. He just seemed like a respectable black dude.
Like a respectable guy.
Which is a joke right there.
Yeah.
Not to be racist, but like, hey, black guy, I had a black roommate one time.
I'm my own worst person on this because he did not pay me, and I want him killed. And again, his name is Don Green, and he works at Equinox.
Don Green?
Yeah, yeah.
He's black, and his name is Don Green.
Again, I don't see color. Don Green, and yeah, indeed he is.
He's still working at Equinox?
Which one?
That's what's
on 53rd and Lex.
And how much was he supposed to pay? How much does he owe you?
$1,700.
Wow.
Didn't you take like a deposit when he moved in? Didn't you take money?
I'm not a smart person.
What white guilt do you live with?
It wasn't even that. I just need someone quick. And,
like someone who has no money quick?
Well, I need someone of Grindr quick.
Get in here quick.
Yeah. You didn't do that.
I needed a guy to fuck me.
Right. I don't have any money. It's fine. Come on. We'll work it out.
No.
It was,
who are you?
It was a bad mistake.
John Green.
It was a bad mistake, and I'm still fucking feeling this shit. And
Bill, let's back up.
I want him dead. I know I'm not going to get the money back from him, so
like
I would
Brian.
Like to have him killed.
I'm doing very well.
Yeah.
Time for
I know
I'll
get the money, but I want him killed.
Hold on, Bill.
I'm not kidding.
How'd you get him out? How'd you throw him out? That was probably difficult, right?
When I threw him, here's
threw
the
a piece of fried chicken in the hallway.
I haven't mentioned this on morning.
This because
on 10:30 on Compound Media, I have not mentioned this because Joanne thinks it's like a very my co-host thinks it's a very maudlin story. I met him recently, and he had a lot of stuff that he thought tax wise came to my apartment. And it did not. So I used that as a goal to get him, to get money from him.
Okay.
This motherfucker came to my place thinking that he had mail that I was going to give him. And in front of everyone that's leaving my place, he goes,
"Who's everyone leaving your place?"
Yeah, there's other people leaving my apartment building.
Tucker Carlson.
Dominican Coke dealer.
This motherfucker was wearing my backpack. And he's like, "I've never stolen from you in my life." I'm like, "You're wearing my backpack right now." And
did you nervous to be alone
your
with
mom
him?
Mom wrote your name on it?
Yeah. Yes.
Because some backpacks look alike.
No, it was my backpack.
Did you have a lunch pail in it with your name?
It was a race that I did because I smoke so much I do run.
You took your Stretch Armstrong thermos?
And he knew it was hit because it had all the stuff from our closet in it. He was
It's too easy, Keith.
Hey,
too easy.
Compound Media stuff.
He knew it was his because he had Artie Lang's heroin in there.
Sell that stuff. Artie Lang stuff.
Bill, seriously, why did you let someone move into your apartment and not be like, "Hey, first and last," before you move in? Like,
well, you're acting like I speak in logic. I don't like. I need a guy right away,
needs a guy right away unless you're a homosexual. You need to get fucked. Am I right, Brian?
100%.
First of all, you're 100% right. Yeah. And
I need a guy. I need a body.
Nature abhors a vacuum.
I fucked up.
Don't get a black dude. Get someone that you can take in a fight. You know, like a
trainer from
like a woman.
He's tiny, but he's got big arms. I mean, he's a personal trainer. Like he can fuck me up.
Don't pick a guy that can beat you up. If doesn't give you any money down.
I fucked up. Like my entire life story is I fucked up. There you go. Yeah.
I mean,
that is my novel.
You have a wife.
Allegedly.
You have, like, children.
I do.
Like,
yep.
I've been to your house.
Kaniko and Lafayette.
It's fucking creepy. Yep. Like,
you didn't have a wife when you were at his house, huh?
Pictures.
No,
everywhere.
He had a wife.
His house is creepy?
No, his house is like. Alan was like my co-host, whatever.
Like Black
this
Dahlia
was like
right
the
now.
Nicest house he's ever been in. I was like, it's fine.
It's
whatever.
Fine. Alan doesn't
I mean,
do
it's
well.
It's beautiful, whatever. But then the neighbor kids are coming over, and he's like kissing them, and like,
kissing.
That's weird, man.
I kiss them on the cheek. I'm not like kissing them. We're very European.
I maintain Brian is not blind. He uses this as his excuse.
Where are those lips?
Kids, you can't pick up the neighbor kids and like kiss them.
I've known that kid since she was born. I used to kiss her mother's vagina. I mean, hey, take that out, Gary.
Okay. You're kissing the kids on the mouth?
That are not his kids.
I'm watching them. My neighbor's kids were all very close.
You're doing a podcast.
He's
and
not
you're,
blind.
Like, picking up
he's
the kids.
Yeah, well, there's say you woke up one day and all the kids were in their bed with you?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, once. Yeah, right.
And they're all white Michael Jackson.
One of the neighbors. Thank you. hey, with this chest hair, I wish I was a smooth criminal. Anybody? Hello? Anyway.
Don't give him that charity. All right.
I find it a little odd that you, like, pick up the neighbor kids.
This is a girl that gets DP'd by random strangers. And now you're saying,
I thought you meant the neighbor kids.
No. I'm not DP'd. I'm not sharing my kid pussy.
Someone's really dishing the dirt today.
Really?
You fucked two black guys. You fucked this roommate and a DP.
My roommate didn't fuck me.
I know. I thought you were licking a vagina while these kids were coming out of it. I didn't know what you were saying.
It's just weird that you pick up the neighbor kids and kiss them.
On the cheek.
In the middle of a podcast.
Pick them up. How do you pick them up?
Like, are you taunting them?
I get the shocker. Lift them right up.
I know.
I spin them slowly.
They're little puppets.
I go, anchors away, my girls.
You don't think you're weird. You don't think you're weird.
No.
You did the Chad. That's not weird.
Is that weird?
That's very weird. I don't touch anybody.
Yeah. Except your wife's culo.
Oh, I think it's inappropriate to be touching other people's children.
He's kissing them and like loving on them.
Well, I have tousled your son's hair.
Yeah, but you're not.
No, it's
which hair?
No, he's a
tonguing
boy.
Him. You're not tonguing him.
No,
or
I'm
anything,
not.
Right?
I'm although saying. he gives out vibes. I'll be honest with you.
Oh, I love gosh. Doing your podcast.
Thank
or
you.
Whatever,
come back whenever you want.
I will.
Well, back to Bill. So, Bill, what's so? Then why did you take a bus to Florida?
Yeah, right.
Nobody takes a bus to Florida and tweets about it.
I didn't even
fly
coach
thing.
To Florida.
So is that a cry for help? Are you trying to get a GoFundMe going or something?
Good. By the way, I went and do the GoFundMe.
Are you going there for something?
I was.
For what? To meet a person?
So excited for this.
About something?
What?
I was going to Ann Coulter's place in Palm Beach. And you know what? Last I checked, she makes money. And
didn't have money. So if you don't have money.
I'm broke.
Okay, well, you don't take a bus.
There's
take a bus
there.
To Ann Coulter's house, and the bus drops you off right in front of her house. Right. And this is my stop.
Right.
By the way, that is the best impression of a bus I've ever heard.
Ever
Kevin Brand, ladies and gentlemen.
Taking a shower in 48 hours.
He is the Carrot Top of buses.
Where do you stop on a bus from here to Florida?
Oh, there's so many stops.
There's a stop everywhere.
Oh, God, it takes fucking forever.
South Carolina, they
days.
Stop at every city.
It was whoever. The worst.
It took you 3 days.
It does, and he's sitting back there, Ann Coulter, with a sign. With probably a picture of Ann Coulter. I'm going to her house.
Right.
Like a fucking degenerate.
How fabulous he is.
Like a stalker.
I think if you walk to Florida, you get there in 4 days.
Well, not a stalker. She invited me.
It's not even that much. It's not even that much. And then,
well, can I ask what was the occasion? Is there a group party?
Every year I go to Ann's place for New Year's. And
Ann's
place is lovely.
Well, you can just say New Year's.
I don't have the funds to actually afford.
Then don't go. Don't go. Or ask people for money.
Again, you're speaking logic. I'm an illogical
person. I'll give
you
the money next time.
You know what? I agree. I've been there.
How could
it's great when you're there. It's great, but
she
I
know
do...
you took a bus there.
Yeah, and she's like, "Oh, it's gonna be a great story." I'm like, "No, the hint is get me a plane ticket."
You made you take a bus home.
No, I took a plane home. Yeah. Oh, I wasn't doing that.
Has to had at her party.
It was like the end of vacation. Yeah.
You guys going to the Proud Boys to chip in for a
blowing everybody at the party just to get a fucking
like Robert Downey Jr. less than zero. Like smoking crack.
And give me that cock of yours.
You're not off.
$8, $16, $24.
Look. Again, you're speaking logic.
You do a show 4 days a week here, and I do a show 2 days a week, and I can take a fucking plane to Florida. So what are you
doing? Other things.
What are you doing with your money?
I'm a print journalist. You're a comedian. You can still make money as a comedian. Go do a Google search on how much you can make on print right now. I like Joanne Pound that are not comedians.
You should
She's
take,
like a,
you know what? You should take
a successful
Joanne with
actress.
You.
I'm more of a humorist.
I'm a journalist.
I feel like you and Joanne.
I'm more of a satirist.
Thank you.
Yeah.
He's a pornographer.
Yeah, I sure am.
Pornographer.
He auditions the neighborhood kids.
Kevin,
come
my
over
business.
Here.
My business.
Grab
dead.
Your pussy.
Yeah, open wider, girls. I got to see what's doing there. Tell me where babies
it
come
creepy
out.
That you're blind and a former pornographer, and you're kissing little kids. It's weird.
Kiss his children.
Well, that's an excuse. He doesn't know. Is it a kid? Is it?
I don't
want to
sound like a pedophile, but once you have a period, I'm done with you.
Oh, yes. All right.
Hey. You want to switch chairs?
Woof.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, sweetheart.
No, it's okay.
You'll get a handshake from
it's
me.
Okay, Daddy. It's fine.
Yeah.
So what kind of fucked up shit have you done, Chris?
Bill. I've done Bill a few times. No, I'm just
still wiping up.
I don't know. What's
up? This is like surprising.
You don't have to say anything. You don't have to.
This is surprisingly normal.
So what are you doing now, Bill? What are you doing now? What are you doing? Like, what's with your hair? Like, what's with your hair? Like,
you know what?
I asked
a foot conditioner on today. Yeah.
A four conditioner.
I feel like
color guy.
I'm living my best life.
Color guy.
Where's my fucking?
I don't know Bill's age, but I'm saying for Bill's age, I feel like that hair is pretty. That's like Benicio del Toro. Fucking.
You're a gorgeous
1998.
Yeah. If he just took a bus somewhere,
it's a nice.
It's not a good look. You got to slick it back
so.
Like Pat Riley, or
it's
get
terrible.
It cut.
I'm looking at myself on the screen right now. I look like a brunette Ronald McDonald, and it's not good.
No, I love your hair.
It's
really
not good.
Do.
How about Tucker Carlson?
I'm not happy about
How about
myself.
Bill O'Reilly? Can't they help you out?
All I'm saying is it could be worse. It could be balder, patchier.
Are you wearing a Hecker's
you're
bald?
What?
You're wearing a heck of a bald?
Well, okay.
Isn't your head hot?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm,
he's a gorgeous man.
I'm ridiculous. frizziness.
It's a lot of hair.
And Kevin, I got to tell you, every girl we have on our show ends up having a crush on him. Like, he's like, he's quietly a handsome man. And he doesn't want anything to do with any of them.
Because he's...
Like,
yeah, because
he's a... Did I have a crush on you, by the way?
I think you had a crush on him.
No, I didn't. Maybe...
Most girls do.
I didn't.
Okay. Ladies love Cool Chris.
I disappoint.
Date him until they find out he's not a Jew, and then they're like, oh, forget it.
I'm not dating
no money.
I'm not dating this sauerkraut.
We don't need anybody else. We got each other.
When Brian laughs at himself.
No one else does.
Were you guys drinking before the show? You and Bill? Did you have a
No,
I was at home.
Oh, you went home?
I mean, I was drinking before the show, but not with him.
Where you live now?
A little bit.
At a homeless shelter. I keep going with here. No, I have an actual proper place with a roommate.
Proper.
And where did you get this roommate?
Hmm?
KKK.com or something? Just random dumb places to find people?
Let's go in that McDonald's down the block.
I actually met him through the show. I didn't get him through Craigslist.
I'm still amazed that you found some guy on Craigslist and you were like, just move in, we'll figure out the money later.
Well, like, here's the thing, like,
I'm lonely. You found him through the show, Howie, was in the audience.
The first roommate I got on Craigslist was great. And he's like one of my best friends. That was 3 years. So I figured Craigslist is good.
From Craigslist?
And then the next guy I got on Craigslist is a fucking criminal. And again, Don Green. Equinox on 53rd and Lex.
Yeah, that's happened to me.
He is a criminal. But
I got a good roommate through Village Voice, and then the other ones were nightmares. So
what's that?
Village Voice. It used to be a paper back in the 70s.
Exactly.
Anymore. You don't know what Village Voice is?
Really? I feel like I've heard the phrase, but
the phrase of Village Voice. Where are you guys from? Like the future?
It used to be not
the
70s. Paper, but
you've heard of the phrase, the Village Voice?
I've heard Village Voice, but I was not there in the
70s. It's a famous paper. It's like Bill probably wrote for it back in the day.
That's
Rent, right? You've never heard of the Village Voice? Have you heard of the New York?
This is the world we live in.
How about the New York Times?
No, I've heard of the Times. I've heard of
Post.
The Times.
How about the New York Press?
I'm more familiar with the Post.
How about the Press doesn't exist anymore.
How about the Street? How about the Street News? Have you heard of the Street News?
Street News.
Remember the Street News? Remember the Street News?
That might be my new employer.
Homeless guys would sell you Street News.
Yeah.
How much is it? How much you got, motherfucker?
They would go.
They would force it on you.
It was good. They would print it daily, wouldn't they?
Weekly, I think. I don't think.
By the way, it wasn't.
That's the Daily News.
Weekly spelled W A E A K.
Maybe like we're raising money for the United Negro Pizza Fund, which I always liked.
Yeah.
United Negro Pizza Fund.
Hey, how about your buddy? He can't help you out.
Oh yeah.
What's that?
We're not really buddies
What's
anymore.
That?
What's that guy's name?
Hey, Chris is on his show a lot. Greg Gutfeld.
Doesn't matter anyway.
That's G. Gutfeld right there.
Oh, Gutfeld.
Oh, Gutfeld.
Yeah.
You guys, my gut felt like shit when I ate some Indian food.
Wow.
This guy's gold. I don't know if you know it. Who's this?
You're unbelievable, man.
Thank you,
you
baby.
You are unbelievable. Huh?
I don't know what anybody's saying.
All right. They came in a grill curry.
Are you serious?
Hold on, let the guy talk. What did you say, please?
When you try and freebase, they're like, let's say you buy an eighth or a quarter or something like that of some powder. A lot of people, they just tread on that shit so hard that if you do try to rock it up, you ain't going to get nothing
rock
out
it
of
up.
It.
He knows
most
a lot of lingo.
Of that blow is cut.
I fucking love you're the mayor of Kensington, sir, aren't you?
Philadelphia's white, forget it.
What's that really shitty neighborhood in Philly?
I used to live in a decent neighborhood. Down there.
Were you an extra in The Wire?
Right. What's the neighborhood in Philadelphia? Tagoga, Tioga? Really bad.
I lived in Juniata Park section of Philadelphia, okay. Which is off of Castor and Hunting Park.
Yeah, by the handjob district. I know it.
Handjob district.
I knew a girl there.
I want to live in the handjob district. Wherever that is.
No, you can find it on Google Maps.
Right.
Peep show joint.
Go to Philadelphia.
The peep show joint. Yeah, exactly. Good peeps in the back.
Yeah, right across from there, there was a lot of hookers that hung out in that park. We used to party when we were younger. As kids, we used to get drunk and then egg the hookers. That was our past.
That's where I met my mom.
Could you on Friday? Could you do my podcast?
That's where I met my mom.
I'd like you to come do my podcast on Friday. I'll send an Uber for you. You can come to my delicious apartment in Park Slope.
Yeah, I'll get some kids.
Send an Uber.
These egg hookers in the park.
Like, send an Uber for him and Bill's driving the car.
Yeah, I used to have a big old black Cadillac and pack all my friends in it.
What do you say about black Cadillacs?
And egg hookers.
Egg hookers. Boy, I tell you, that's no yolk.
No yolk. You're better than that, Brian.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
I'm a shell of a man.
Oh, my God.
All right, thanks for calling in. Or
you
I'm
got
sorry.
It, fellas. Be good.
All right, buddy, take it easy.
Bill,
what's
your five-year plan?
What's your 5 minute
plan? It's a 3 year plan. I'll be dead by then.
You're doing 4 days a week here. You must be making some money, and then pick up some supplementary income somewhere else.
I'm trying, buddy.
You can't wait around.
I like watching you say supplementary.
You can't wait around for print to come back. You'll be making your own butter.
All I can do.
Yeah, make that butter.
Churning.
Show Daddy where babies come from.
Oh. Oh, boy. He so desperately wants to be a meme, and no one's taking it. Look at that.
I really do. I want to go viral.
Share that.
I want to go viral so bad. So I'm starting to think that maybe Shepard Smith will get to the bottom of this because he's a big fag. But
I think he's going to get to the power bottom of this.
Now who's the bad pun guy?
I know. I hate myself. Right when it came out of my mouth, I hated myself.
I really think this guy. He might be just doing it for attention. You know. But he was definitely in a bad part of town. They offered him security. He wasn't interested in it. Then he was like, nobody goes out. Bill's my show for now. 2 a.m. You don't go on. You don't go to the sub streets in Chicago. You stay out. You stay up where everyone can see you.
That's where the chuds get you.
Excellent. They don't know where the chuds are.
In Chicago, you can say anything because the gangs are running rampant there. So you'd be like, "Oh, this guy stabbed me or whatever." Yeah, I was very specific. I've said shit like that when I'm going to be late for coming home. You know, if I've been at a strip club, I'll tell my wife some guy fucking try to gang rape me.
Can I ask you about that? What is it with married people in strip clubs?
Or don't you mean straight people in strip clubs?
No, married people in strip clubs. I don't know any straight guy. I don't know any single guy that goes to strip clubs.
I would never cheat on my wife.
All my married friends go to strip clubs.
Okay. Well, I used to go to strip clubs when I was single.
Why?
Because they're naked women. What are you, a faggot?
You like paying for blue balls? I don't understand this.
I like to look at naked women.
Get a hooker. Man up.
Oh, I like to look at a group of them. I don't want to look at one.
You like to look at a gaggle of girls
that aren't going to have sex
like
with you.
When you go to the buffet at the fucking town.
Not eat it?
At the casino. No, you look at different things, different options.
Eat it all.
I like options.
You never fucked a stripper? They'll fuck you.
I don't fuck them. I let them do stuff to me, but I'm not going to fuck them.
But they blew you or whatever.
They give me a hand job.
Same thing. Yeah. See,
I prefer handy.
It's not the same thing.
Yes, it is.
You can't make babies with a handy, Brian?
Wait, can you?
Pussy, real tight.
All right, but like
that. A big handful of cum.
That's a lot more than...
Hey, people like strip bars. Single guys do that.
We don't call them strip bars, you queer.
Strip clubs.
I'm single, and I've gone to strip clubs with groups. I will say that. It's fun when you go.
I go there with bachelor parties with married dudes.
You have friends or, you know.
I go by myself like a man.
It's a problem.
If you have a girlfriend that goes to strip clubs.
I agree with Chris.
That's the best.
If you bring a girl to a strip club,
Then the girl,
I'm a queer. But if you bring a girl, that's okay. That's great.
Like other girls, and then you don't look as lonely and whatever the fuck, and then you can kind of mingle in.
I.e. Kevin.
Get some, you know, favors here and there, but I've never,
you can't bring a girl. I don't want that.
Yes, you can bring a girl.
Welcome to
the 21st century, Mr. Bond.
Hey, you want to go to strip club with me? They'll say
married,
no. Then I just go by myself. It's like going to a movie by yourself. I don't want to have to make plans. I just go. I want to go to a strip
club.
That's
weird.
No, it's not, Bill, because I'm a heterosexual.
Like De Niro.
No, I think you are a very sad, no sex having married man.
Smell my finger.
Yeah,
give it to me. You do the middle finger. You're better than that.
Seeing naked women affects your brain like cocaine does. That's what they've.
All right, now you're.
I would take cocaine any day over just looking at boobs. Now, if you're actually with boobs in bed, boobs.
Where are you from?
T-shirts looking at boobs, cocaine every time.
Hey,
thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That's my PSA.
Great.
I prefer to sit there and just like, oh, I see boobs.
We don't call them boobs anymore. Boobs.
That's what you do at 13.
You're a boob.
You liked every John Hughes movie, didn't you? For the hint of a nipple.
I think this is the best show we've ever done.
What if you're snorting cocaine off boobs?
That's great.
That's
fantastic.
That's I like to look at naked women.
And you're right there with them.
That makes me gay. If that makes me weird, then I'm weird.
I think you might be gay. I think you might be weird.
I like to go to a place where I know there's going to be naked women.
and doing these gestures while you're there? Like, ladies, come
like
on.
10 or 12 or maybe 40. I don't give a fuck, but I like to see a gaggle of women.
I feel like you go there to prove that you're hetero.
A platoon of pussy.
Yeah.
Bill, I go to a strip club. I fucking come in my pants, and I don't have to prove nothing to anybody.
I'm such a heterosexual.
I can't even leave there without a big stain in my khakis.
That makes
this
you
man
like,
is so straight. He will fuck a dude.
That makes you.
And actually, have the dude fuck him to show that he doesn't like guys.
Look at a naked woman. That makes you.
I'll come. Just they can just sit on my for three songs.
And you're admitting that you wear khakis to the strip club.
The joke is I can't wear khakis. I have to wear dark jeans because I can't go out with a big stain.
True.
Bouncers will laugh at me.
That Oriental fellow we had on the show yesterday?
Oriental fellow. Yeah. he's a real boob. you guys are from the 1940s. Oriental fella. He said his sister had some nice boobs.
Kind of chilly here, don't you chink?
Oh, my God.
But he told me, he told us on the show that he would go to strip clubs and he was like, it was weird.
Up into Kevin?
And he would wear like, it's his box. He's like, I would wear basketball shorts and no underwear. I'm like, all right.
Get a fucking handy.
It's not hard to reach
That's
under
what
there.
Do there.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what happens.
No, they don't. At the finer ones, they don't.
You don't need it.
At the finer ones, they don't. At the finer ones. Because they think that's beneath them to give a guy a handy.
Excelsior Club of strip clubs.
For the right amount of money, they probably would.
Let me finish my ribeye. You trying to get your hands on my prick. No, you want like
to go over Rick's right after this. I talked myself into it.
Yeah, Gallagher's 2000. That's a good
one. Does Lainey still represent that place?
Who?
Lainey. She gives us a lot of guests.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if she represents it,
but you know, they're all in cahoots. They're all in cahoots.
Who's the girl that
I like Rick's?
Lonnie does the whole like thing there.
Which one's Lonnie?
Lonnie.
I think I said Lainey.
I'm a fan of that Nia Nachi. I'm following her on Twitter. I'll be sitting on my phone. All of a sudden, she'll be like blowing a dude. And my son's like, what's that, Dad? I'm like, don't worry about it.
Your mother never does. That's what it is. And it's endangered species. They find plastic in bodies of whales now. What's going on in this country?
Oh, boy.
His wife won't suck his dick, and he won't go down on his wife.
Why?
Marriage seems awesome.
Sexual detente. What? No, I don't. We're not. Right now, we don't have
time. It doesn't matter where you live or what a nice house you have. If your wife's not sucking your dick, what's the point?
Bob Biggersaff could
tell. I'll take the nice house.
His
house isn't that nice.
I'll trade that for a lack of
no blowjob.
6 months of being disarray, you take it all these strays and.
I know, right?
Because I got a big heart.
You have black trainers stacked like firewood.
I don't care if anybody goes down on me, but I'll like blow somebody. Like that's a fun thing.
I'm right here.
Not you, man.
Wait, why?
Actions speak louder than words. Am I right?
Why are you saying you don't care if it's reciprocated, though?
Oh no, I don't give a fuck.
So ever.
I mean, no man knows how to do that anyway, so it's like fine.
Right.
Well, now.
I just bite the lips. You're a little old junkyard dog.
I like when I'm doing something to my wife, and she's like groaning, and I think she likes it. She goes, can you please stop? It hurts. It's always the best. I'm like, I thought you were having a good time, like in the movies.
You never make marriage look good to me. Not that I have options. Yeah. But.
Well, I'm like, oh, she's about to come. Then she's like, she's about to start bleeding. You know, she's like, can you stop? It hurts. I'm like, okay.
Because
I shouldn't bite on your clit that hard.
I thought you liked the old.
I didn't read that in a manual.
I'm a little hungry. Sorry,
I think chapter
sweetie.
Number one is don't bite the clit.
I'm just happy if I can find a clit.
Kevin.
If I find a clit, I'll do, huh?
What's a clit?
Should I ask our Oriental?
You mean a crit?
Yeah, the crit.
Oh, like a little butt.
So horny
on top of the vagina.
Hey, let's do our plugs.
I really think
this guy might be full of shit. The guy who got beat up and
I'm not arguing with you. I think that the whole thing's suspect.
He's in a bad place to be in because in New York, plug. I mean, in Chicago, they have like underground, they have main streets, but they have like sub levels to these. To these streets, and it's nobody goes down there unless you're in a cab. There. You don't walk down there.
See, it's where angels fear. Go right ahead, Bill.
Oh, yeah, at night, you never go down there unless you're looking to get beat up or raped, or you're looking for cock.
You're begging for it, and I think there is a little bit of both right there.
You can't easily go down, or you have to take stairs. It's real fucking creepy.
I mean, I don't know.
People can't even imagine what I'm talking about, but you can't. The only people down there is people in cabs.
I did the same thing, but I wasn't famous.
We're talking about going down on Keanu now again. Is that what?
I loved him in The Matrix.
What are we talking about?
You know, after the show, our post show should be we all like go down on you and then you see who does it the
best. Wouldn't it be fun?
Yep. He's absolutely serious.
What a sad state of affairs.
You got a couch right over there. It's called our cast.
Can we get a tarp, please? We'll need a tarp.
Don't worry about that couch.
Let's all just give it a shot here.
Pretty big tarp. She's a girl's got hips.
I think actually I think you're right. I think this might be fake. I think I can't believe I said you're right and Kevin in the same sentence. I think he might be right.
Well, that was a black eye. There's no. Yeah. I mean, he said they put a noose around him.
It's hard to tell if it's a black guy or not. If you know what I mean.
I think this might be a little Morton Downey.
Yeah, I hope it's not. I hope it's on the legit. I hope he really got beat up because he's a homosexual. But
he's the real hero.
Oh boy.
Kevin Brennan, Crane Awareness.
It's like a lose-lose situation. He's either lying or there's a lot of homophobes who think they're in Cook County. They think they're in MAGA country.
I think this isn't going to end well. I think you might be right.
And then this guy, the guy who created Empire, what's his name? Lee something?
Lee Daniels.
Lee Daniels. He's like, I'm coming to get you, child. They're like, ah.
Lord of mercy.
Because I got a nice hotel to Four Seasons.
It's a junior
suite. Right on Michigan Avenue. What do you got on Michigan Avenue, Bill? Oh, do your plugs, Bill.
Lots of shopping on Michigan Avenue. It's Chicago's Madison Avenue, don't you know? Come to Chicago, guys. The tourism is still nothing
Bill,
but...
Bill, what do you got for plugs? I mean, do you want to...
Morning tomorrow, I got an article about apps coming out, an entrepreneur. Welcome to my life. That's being a pretty...
You want to give out your phone number in case you need another roommate soon?
Yeah.
It is...
address.
What's the number for compound?
Hey, Mark, if you're watching...
1-877-962-6846. Call me if you want a place to stay.
The compound media number, the hotline.
Hey, Mark, that's my home. This is my apartment.
Hey, Mark, if you're watching, please buy toilet paper. You guys are out.
Why won't they just let you stay here? I mean, what do they care?
Sometimes.
Oh, my gosh. All right, but what do you got for us?
Who, me?
Yes, please.
Oh, next Friday, Cellar. Comedy Cellar, next Friday. It's my...
Do you have any kind of Instagram, Twitter, anything?
Chris Freed, Chris with a K, Freed spelled like fried.
But why, if it's fried, why don't you call it fried?
Yeah, I don't know. It's German. Yeah.
Is this the first time it ever came up?
Yeah, ever.
I'm like fucking Mike Wallace in this bitch. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I asked the questions. Nobody else was. Everybody else is a
Bill.
Yeah.
Why don't you ask that? Why don't you try to promote me?
It was 69 minutes.
Oh boy!
All right, don't let Brian promote
anything. That'd be a funny show.
Don't let Brian promote anything.
69 minutes.
Jesus Christ!
What do you got? 69.
Minutes. Just follow me, Keanu C.
Yeah, we're gonna follow you.
No,
right?
Brian, don't follow her.
After
we're
this,
follow you.
Literally follow.
Keanu, I gotta say, you look hot today.
You look
extra hot
today. You do look good.
I don't know what happened.
You can't see.
You see a little.
She is. She's always hot, but she looks a little extra hot today.
You're no 9-year-old, but your
dress. Something's going
you're
on.
You're decent.
Is it the leather pants? I don't know. Yeah.
Something's going on. I'm a little fucking jacked up today, if you know what I mean.
That's right. If I had time, I'd do a little seat sniffing after the show here.
Seat sniffing?
Seat sniffing.
Oh, we'll all hook up.
I like how you try to make it better instead of skeet sniffing. Yeah.
Sniff your seat.
Hey, Rich Ross.
You know what?
You got any plugs, Ross?
You're not Bonnie, but you look good, right?
I got a fun story about him next time.
Next time. Oh!
Now. We'll go over.
Oh, wait.
Now. Do it now.
We don't have time.
Tickle our ass with a feather.
Oh, Keanu C. Thompson and listen to the Week in Sex podcast. That's all.
Alan Fuchs.
Listen to Rich Voss's speech impediment and listen to Keanu.
And that Brian P. McCarthy. BrianPMcCarthy.com. Click on the shop. Get yourself a t-shirt. Gay for pay. That's the promo code. Right, Bruce? Shout out to Bruce.
Yeah, Bruce is.
For making, how many we sell so far, buddy?
Thousands.
Thousands. Oh, shit.
Ayo.
I got to box them up. Put on a pot of Folgers.
Yeah. Have you sold any yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot to give my Twitter. At Bill Schultz, and I do love Kevin Brennan. You juvenile piece of shit that has 666 in your...
No, T in Schultz, right?
Yes. You have 666 in your Twitter.
Yeah, that was
what
before...
What are you, 12? Come on.
That was before I even know I was going to be famous like this.
Kevin Brennan 666?
Kevin Brennan was taken. Kevin Brennan
it's
1 was taken.
It's a common name.
I'm not fucking Bill Smith, you cocksucker.
Say one more thing quickly.
I'm like, Kevin Brennan 666 as a joke, and then now it's...
It's not a good joke!
Now it's
you might as well put 69.
Now I'm edgy as a motherfucker. I'll punch this guy right in his fucking white eye.
I think it's really cool.
Hey, what's ironic, though? Your name is Bill.
Because people are like, you need to get verified. I'm like, I don't, because everybody knows what it is. Kevin Brennan 666.
It's ironic. His name is Bill Schultz, and he makes peanuts.
That is ironic.
What does
that says mean? The human peanut over here in the corner. What is going on with that shirt?
Peanuts. Yeah. Charlie Brown.
Yes, they don't get these references.
He's a clown.
That sounds really funny.
There was a dog called Snoopy.
Right.
Pigpen was very dirty.
It never caught on. Don't worry about it.
It was Don Green. He's like, I want to stay in your doghouse, Snoopy.
You know the Christmas special? You remember the Christmas special they run every year?
Oh, yeah.
CBS was afraid to put that out because it was they had too much religious stuff in there, even though now it's like nothing.
It was a tree.
That's right.
They were afraid to put it out. CBS fought it. They go, just put it out as is. It did like the ratings. It did like fucking half the. It did like ratings like the Super Bowl. Then CBS was like, oh, I guess.
It was the only Christmas special that actually talked about
Jesus.
Plus,
it's fucking genius. It's fucking
great.
Genius, you know?
Great soundtrack. I forget the guy that did the soundtrack.
Yeah, the fucking piano guy.
Wonderful.
Vincent Gallardi.
Here's my impression of the twins in the Charlie Brown Christmas special. Remember, it's on loop, and they're all dancing. Dun, 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 dun. And there's two twins.
Yeah.
That long hair.
That's it?
We're gonna
sign off on that, everybody.
Guys, look up the twins of the Charlie Brown Christmas special. It looks exactly like that.
It'll be uncanny, the similarity.
No, look it up. Yep.
Bernie Bridges, thanks to the booth. Thanks to everybody. E-Rock, Keith.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks to the audience. You guys are incredible.
Get the twins. It's uncanny.